The AWE Road to Redemption Tour Wrestling is happening right now. Well, happening like touring, mm-hmm. and it's going to be at the Commercial Club in Albury tomorrow night at 7:30.
Lou, I am so excited about this.
Ooh, chavo!
This man, Lou, is part of the legendary Guerrero wrestling family that goes right back to Gory Guerrero in the 1930s and included Chavo Sr. and the legendary Eddie Guerrero. He's a six-time WCW, WWE Cruiserweight Champion and he's heading to the border and I am in danger of marking out right now, Lou. I'm going to mark out.
What's marking out? What are you talking about?
It's when you love a wrestler a little bit too much. Chavo Guerrero Jr., hello.
Hey, that's a great introduction. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's an absolute... I mean, obviously, you would bump into wrestling fans all over the place and, like, fans just go nuts around you guys, don't they? Let's be honest.
Sometimes. It depends. But, yeah, sometimes. Hey, we go nuts around them. You know, we really, really like the fans and always very appreciative of them.
What is it that you adore about wrestling as a performer?
You know what? It's unlike anything else out there. You're in a ring, play, like Broadway type deal, where you're projecting yourself to sometimes 10,000 people that's four-sided around you. Plus you have, you know, six or eight cameras that you have to play to. So it's really an art form. You know, I got to try not to get killed and yeah. I have to put out a performance at the same time, you know. So it's really just a different art form, really just something that really gets your adrenaline flowing. And it's just something that I grew up doing. You know, yeah. I grew up with a wrestling ring in the backyard and just something that we're able to follow our parents' footsteps and, you know, perform in front of people in this wacky world of pro wrestling, you
yeah.
know?
Now, Chavo, I wanted to just quickly chat with you about the TV series Glow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, this fantastic series that shows the women of wrestling back around sort of the 80s and just that whole kind of scene. And your involvement is to make the wrestling look right. So you're basically their wrestling coordinator, I suppose. How was that?
They were such so fun to work with. And not only that, you know, I trained all the actresses for about 5 weeks before.
Yeah.
So I have all these actresses that were actresses that didn't really know much about wrestling and never actually been in a ring, let alone being athletic. And I had to train them to, you know, kind of be wrestlers. And then not only that, you'd be kind of the wrestling expert on set, you know, to where certain moves and time period, making sure the moves were correct for that time era. So really, you know, I was ordering the rings. My role kind of expanded very rapidly. But it was so fun. It was just a great time to be on that production, and I'm so proud of the product that we put out. So if you haven't seen it, go to Netflix and watch Glow. You will love it.
Just to give, I guess, people an idea of the sort of moves that you were running with these lovely actresses, Alison Brie, one of the stars of Glow, has described one of the moves as like this. You're doing it right when you feel that your crotch is right up against Chavo's chin.
You know what? That's kind of funny because, you know, teaching those moves and stuff to men, you know, you don't really think about that. But then when you're teaching it to women, you have to be like, you know, be very cautious and say, look, okay, you're too far away. You understand? Tighter is better, closer. And then once the other stunt girl came up with that, hey, your crotch has got to touch Chavo's chin. And I was like, yeah, that's a little weird, but she's kind of right.
But that's correct.
And it's Alison Brie.
Once they got that, then the moves, then we were able to do all the moves and stuff. Like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Now, speaking of moves, tomorrow night's the AWE Road to Redemption Tour. It's going to hit the Commercial Club 7:30. Cannot wait. And, you know, I've always wanted to get slapped on the chest. Would you do that? Does that hurt?
Absolutely.
Actually, like if the Big Show does it to you, what does that feel like?
Well, when the Big Show does it to you, his hand looks like a catcher's mitt, like a baseball catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
So when he hits you, it almost stops your heart. That's how hard he hits. So
My God.
You know, like some people hit you and it's like a big slap. I mean, those hurt. Those sting. But when Big Show would hit you, you'd almost feel it in your back.
Oh, wow,
so
man.
Like, oh. Yeah, so those one of those things like I don't ever want to get hit by a big show.
All right, well, it's been great to talk to you.
Now, just before we go, Chavo, Matt actually asked me not to mention this, and I don't know why.
Oh, Lou.
He just said, Lou, don't mention hornswoggle.
Oh, Lou. No.
What's a hornswoggle?
Oh.
No, that was, you know what, there's a lot of times in wrestling where we kind of do some funny slapstick kind of stuff, so... There was a little time in WWE when I was chasing this midget around. We called him a midget. He's a little person.
But yeah.
In wrestling, they call themselves midgets, like midget wrestling. Not my words, just those. But, and then it was kind of a fun thing where I could never get to him. And every time I got in the ring with him, there was like stipulations. You know, I had my one arm trying to have my back or blindfold on me and that kind of stuff. So it was always fun to let him get the better of me, you know.
Oh,
that was a while back, yeah.
That little bastard.
Oh, exactly.
Chavo. Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It's going to be such an awesome time. I'm going to be there front row at the Commercial Club tonight, the AWE's Road to Redemption Tour, the legendary Chavo Guerrero Jr. in action. Go to the Commercial Club to find out about tickets. I'm sure it'll be sold out. Chavo, thanks so much, mate.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And always to the same fans, thanks for having me. And always say, Viva la Raza.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Chavo.